I'm here with Joe Jobe, the CEO of the National Biodiesel Board at Commodity Classic. Joe, let's talk a little bit. Why are you guys here? Why is it important for NBB to be here at Commodity Classic?
Well, as you know, biodiesel is made from a variety of feedstocks. Soy has always been the predominant feedstock for biodiesel, and will be a predominant feedstock going forward, but we're also a growing feedstock is industrial corn oil from distillers oil, and that has added a significant supply of feedstock for biodiesel producers, and but the soybean leadership has really created the roots for biodiesel, and we still come to connect with our soybean farmer friends and leaders, and talk about the status of biodiesel.
There's been a lot to talk about with biodiesel this year. You've got the RFS, you've got the biodiesel tax credit expiring at the end of 2013. Several challenges ahead.
Yeah, very big challenges, and it really was a double whammy coming right off the most powerful, profitable and successful year for the biodiesel industry. For example, in 2012 we produced about 1 billion gallons, and in 2013 we produced 1.8 billion gallons. And in the last 6 months of 2013, we averaged on an annualized basis, we averaged about a 2 billion gallon per year monthly annualized production rate. So we went from a monthly production annualized production rate of about 1 billion gallons in 2012 to about 2 billion gallons by the end of 2013. Extraordinary, just doubling our volumes in a single year. And then we were, and it really created a very powerful success story for the tax credit and the renewable fuel standard, because biodiesel filled virtually the whole advanced biofuel pool, not just the biomass-based diesel pool, but the whole advanced biofuel pool. And because biodiesel has been so successful, the advanced biofuel goals have been met or exceeded every single year of the renewable fuel standard. It's not something you hear all the time. You hear about cellulosic ethanol, those volumes having to be reduced and those kind of things. Well, in spite of other advanced biofuels not coming online as quickly as had been hoped, biodiesel has expanded faster than was expected. And so we've caused the advanced biofuels pool to be exceeded every single year of the program.
You talked about earlier, obviously, the support you get from the soybean growers because of, the feedstock that goes in. But you're getting a lot of support on the RFS with the other commodity groups as well. Even though maybe there's not a lot of corn oil used in biodiesel, the corn growers see this whole RFS, everyone's in the same boat.
Yeah, and we utilize their feedstock. Really, nobody is as supportive as the soybean growers on the policy side with ASA, on the checkout side with USB and the state soybean commodity groups. They've really provided virtually all of the leadership, and then the burgeoning biodiesel industries, biodiesel producers stepping forward with significant policy support. And other commodity groups, even though they benefit because we use an abundant variety of commodities, they're not as in tune to our issues as the soybean guys are.
But it's nice to have them on your side, even if it's kind of from a distance.
Absolutely, yeah. And so that's one of the really good things that appeals to environmental groups, appeals to the administration and to policymakers, is that it's not just a single commodity that's used to make biodiesel. We are using more and more, not just soybean oil, not just industrial corn oil, but cottonseed oil and beef tallow and pork lard and poultry fat and recycled cooking oil and industrial peanut oil, cottonseed oil. So all of these regionally abundant and available feedstocks that really make us give us a continental reach. We're using it for heating oil applications in New England, particularly New York City, is really blowing and going with significant growth of heating oil in New England. Using it to meet the low carbon fuel standard in California and other Western tier states. So a lot of positive applications there.
How optimistic are you that the EPA will reverse course and reinstate the RFS as it was intended?
Yeah, so what happened was, even though we were at a 2 billion gallon run rate, they proposed a rule for the 2014 volume obligation to be at 1.28 billion gallons, and
a heck of a cut,
and then to lower the total advanced biofuel category so that we couldn't even spill over and to help fill the rest of the advanced biofuel goals. And so effectively what that would do is, because we've exceeded the goals in the past, those volumes would be carried forward from 2013 into 2014. So it would take it from about a 2 billion gallon run rate down to below a billion gallons. So it would cut us in half, and all in an effort to try to address the ethanol blend wall. And biodiesel actually helps alleviate the so-called ethanol blend wall, because we displace imported Brazilian sugarcane ethanol, which qualifies as an advanced biofuel. So we're displacing that product, which exacerbates the ethanol blend wall. We're taking that product and displacing it. So we actually help with issue on the alcohol side.
Well, then, what do you think? Are you getting the right? Hearing the right things from the administration, that maybe they're going to reverse course back to what it was intended to be?
We have to believe that the EPA is going to do the right thing, or at least improve upon what was in the proposed rule, because the right thing to do is so easy and so obvious that our industry stepped forward. They invested dollars, They invested college fund dollars and they mortgaged their homes and things to step forward to comply with this law. And then the EPA throttles back the law in a way that is just completely unnecessary. And one of the things that we saw with the increased production of biodiesel, you actually saw biodiesel prices come down because the economies of scale were there, the infrastructure's there, it's all in place. And so it's just imperative that the EPA does the right thing and improves upon that proposed rule in the final rule that's supposed to come out in late spring.
Let's hope they do. With Joe Jobe from the National Biodiesel Board, I'm John Davis reporting from Commodity Classic.